righteous ministers and warning them against evil companions. قال الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين. سورة الزخرف. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on that day, friends will be enemies of each other except those who are righteous. Muttaqeen. Wa nabi sayyidu abi hurayrata radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma anna rasulullah s.a.w. qal, ma ba'atha Allah min nabiyin wa la istakhlafa min khalifatin illa kanat lahu bitanatan. Bitanatun ta'amuruhu bil ma'roof wa tahudduhu alayhi wa bitanatun ta'amuruhu bil shar wa tahudduhu alayhi al ma'asoom. And Abu Sayyid Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not commission any prophet nor appoint any deputy khalifa without that person having two bosom friends, one ordering him to do good and urging him towards it, and the other ordering him to do evil and urging him towards it. The one who is truly protected from evil is the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects. Bukhari. It was said that Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu raised that the Messenger of Allah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not commission any prophet nor appoint any deputy khalifa without that person having two bosom friends, one ordering him to do good and urging him towards it, and the other ordering him to do evil and urging him towards it. The one who is truly protected from evil is the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects. So there's two types of people around a ruler. One's giving good advice, one giving evil advice. Or obviously everybody has two, one angel and one shaitan, telling to do evil, the shaitan, telling to do good, the angel. The person either listens to the angel or the person either listens to the shaitan. And the person who Allah protects is protected. And the Aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah Jama'ah is all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are ma'soom, they're protected and totally mahfooz from any sins. Yeah, there are people who are ma'soom in that sense that Allah protects them, but they're not ma'soom in the sense that they're sinless. Anybody besides the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, they're sinless. So they could also mean that too. And the other meaning is that people have two types. But Rasulullah's companions around were all true believers. There was munafiqeens too. But Allah informed Rasulullah about the munafiqeens one by one, and they're destined for hell. Allah always give us good people around us. Allah will give us the good friendship of good people in dunya, and then in the akhirat we'll have good companions in the Jannah, inshallah.